Market analyst Stephen Daglian with your mid-session report on Thursday. The Australian share market is up by almost 1% at the moment, and while this is the first gain of the week, it is more than enough to recoup the last 3 days' worth of losses. And that's because markets, you know, got off to quite a cautious start to the week ahead of some key events, some of which were out last night, others that are due today. Now, three things received quite a bit of attention last night in the United States. The first was the US earnings season, which kicked off with three major companies, JP Morgan Chase, BlackRock, and Delta Airlines. All three actually beat consensus or the market's expectations with most of their numbers. Delta, though, did warn that the recent surge in fuel prices will be negative for the next quarter. Of course, airlines tend to spend more on fuel than anything else. Second thing that happened were the Fed minutes were released, and these are the minutes from the latest meeting that the Federal Reserve held. And the takeaway here is that the Fed could commence reducing some of its stimulus in either mid-November or mid-December. And the third thing that happened was an update on inflation. Basically, inflation is a little higher than what the market was expecting. Prices actually up 5.4% on a year ago. That's the equal largest lift in about 13 years. Now, locally today, we are doing very well. Energy stocks are still down by about 1%. They're really the only significant losers, but that's perhaps some profit taking in what has already been a very strong month or so for energy stocks. So no other sector has done quite as well as the oil and gas sector in the past 4 or 5 weeks. Also some modest losses from defensive utilities, which are only down by about 0.25%. And the best performers at the moment are tech stocks. This is partly as longer term bond yields eased in the United States last night. But still, tech stocks have been one of the hardest hit areas of our market recently. Now, infant formula makers are continuing to lift at the moment. Bubs Australia is up about 3% after lifting 39% yesterday, and A2 Milk is up by close to 9%. Both companies had their best days of the year on Wednesday. Now, the catalyst was Bubs yesterday flagging a significant lift in infant formula sales between July and September, particularly in China, where sales have doubled. So that's one of the reasons why it received broker upgrades today, which were obviously encouraged by the improved results. Elsewhere, you've got dividend payments today from Brambles, Money3, and Cash Converters. They're all paying out final dividends to shareholders who are eligible. And we've got two quarterly updates today, one from Redbubble and the other from coal miner Whitehaven. Now, Redbubble's the biggest mover. It's down about 12%, has been for most of the session so far. This is the print-on-demand website, which basically links T-shirt artists and designers, both professional and amateur, to millions of monthly shoppers. So it posted a 28% drop in marketplace revenue to $106 million. It was held back most by a decline in the sale of masks, which of course surged at the height of the pandemic, but have started to fade now. Excluding masks, revenue was actually down still by a much more modest 6%, and gross profit also fell for the group by 34%, so its shares have taken a hit. Whitehaven is down today, but it's still as close to double this year. But it came out with an update basically saying that coal production fell 4% over the past 3 months and coal sales have fallen by 25%. The positive, of course, for Whitehaven is the global energy shortage, which has seen coal prices surge in recent weeks. So it actually achieved a thermal coal price of $142 per ton US. That's 51% more than what it made for each ton in the June quarter. And thermal coal is the coal used to generate electricity. And this is how it makes about 85% of its revenue. So that was seen as a big deal. It also achieved a metallurgical coal price of $134 per ton, 30% more than the prior quarter. This is coal used in the steelmaking process. Now, on the economic front, all eyes on an update on jobs growth today, which basically saw employment falling by 138,000 jobs in September. That was certainly about 28,000 worse than what the market was broadly expecting. Full-time jobs up 26,700. Part-time jobs fell by about 164,000. The unemployment rate actually only edged higher from 4.5% to 4.6%, which was a better outcome than expected. One of the reasons for that is the participation rate, basically fewer people looking for work. The Aussie dollar finally a bit firmer, 73.8 US cents.